مرجع آموزش زبان ایرانیان تقدیم می کند irlanguage.com.
Lesson number one, part one. Okay, guys, in this lesson, we will learn these great idioms. Fast followers, cutting edge, why mess with success, to get with the program, cash cow, real dog, and me too products. Now it's time to understand the meaning of these idioms. Now I'm going to help you understand the meaning of these idioms, and I'm going to give you some examples to help you understand how to use them in real world. The first useful idiom is fast followers. Fast followers is a company that doesn't come up with new ideas or concepts first, but rather quickly copies those of other companies. So it's a company that quickly imitates the innovations of its competitors. Taiwanese PC manufacturers don't spend much on R&D. They are fast followers, waiting for foreign competitors to innovate and then quickly copying their products. Remember, guys, R&D means research and development. It refers to the investigative activities a business conducts to improve existing products. Publishers don't like to appear to be fast followers. Great idiom, fast followers. Cutting edge. Cutting edge means very modern, using the latest technologies. Cutting edge. Sony focuses on innovation and is known for its cutting edge electronic goods. HTC is a company at the cutting edge of mobile communications technology. Cutting edge, very modern. Next, very useful and common idiom is why mess with success? Why mess with success means why start doing things differently when the way we are doing them now has been working? Why mess with success? We could move our manufacturing plant to China, but we are doing very well manufacturing in the United States. Why mess with success? You have a great job, Dan. I was surprised to hear that you want to change it. Why mess with success? Very nice idiom. To get with the program, a very useful idiom business people use at work. It means to pay attention to what's going on right now, to be alert to what's happening now, to get with the program. Get with the program. Our competitors have all started to outsource their call centers to India to save money, while we're still paying a fortune here in the United States. They have been playing the same old music for 10 years now. It's time to get with the program. Cash cow. This is the idiom that we use at work a lot. Cash cow is a product, service, or business division that generates a lot of cash for the company without requiring much investment. With strong sales every year and a great brand name, Mercedes is a cash cow for Daimler. The studios discovered that movie rentals were an even bigger cash cow than movie tickets. Cash cow. Real dog. What's the meaning of real dog? It's a bad product or a commercial failure. That's why we say real dog. In 1985, the Coca-Cola company released New Coke. It was a real dog and was in stores for only a few months. The real dog product was not really interesting for people and just a few customers bought it. Real dog, a bad product. The last idiom is Me Too products. Very useful idiom used at work. Products that are extremely similar to another company's products, or we can say copies. Procter & Gamble is a company famous for innovation. They rarely produce Me Too products. In supermarket, the shelves were full of Me Too products and lacked taste or marketing support. Me Too products. Okay, guys, now let's take a quick look of these idioms to help us remember them longer. Fast followers is a company that doesn't come up with new ideas but copies others. Cutting edge. It's very modern, using the latest technologies. Cutting edge. Why mess with success? Means why start doing things differently when everything is going well. To get with the program is to pay attention to what's going on right now. To get with the program. Cash cow is a product, service, or business division that generates a lot of money for a company. Real dog is a bad product or a commercial failure. Real dog. And the last one is Me Too products. Products that are extremely similar to another company's products, or we can say copies. Perfect. Okay, guys, let's move to the next part. Master Business Idioms. Lesson number 1, part 2. Okay, guys, let's focus and learn these great idioms. To leapfrog one's competitors. For starters, to beef up, at a premium, to get by in from, to be on the same page. Okay, these are great, perfect idioms that we can use at work and business to be successful. Now let's understand the meaning of these idioms. Let's start. To leapfrog one's competitors, a very useful idiom, means to make a product that is technically superior to competitors' products. To leapfrog one's competitors. Logitech introduced a product that leapfrogged its competitors, a mouse that was both wireless and ergonomic. She leapfrogged several older colleagues to get the manager's job. Okay, good for her. Next one is for starters. Some business people don't know the meaning of this idiom. For starters means as a first step, to begin with. For starters. You want to do business in Russia? For starters, I'd recommend setting up an office in Moscow. Why did you decide not to go to the concert? Well, for starters, the tickets were ridiculously expensive. That's a reason. For starters, to begin with. To beef up. Very common expression. To beef up means to improve, or we can say to add to. To beef up. Leave plenty of extra time at the airport. Ever since they beefed up security, it takes a long time to get through the lines. We need to find some new players to beef up the team. To beef up, to improve, to add to. Next idiom is at a premium. At a premium. It means at a high price, at a relatively high price. At a premium. Very common, useful idiom in business. When flat screen televisions first came out, they were selling at a premium. At a premium. At a high price. Tout. sell the tickets at a premium. They sell them at a high price. Next idiom is to get buy-in. To get buy-in means to get agreement or approval from. To get buy-in. To be an effective leader, you need to get buy-in for your decisions from employees throughout the organization. So you must get the agreement. If I want to take a few days off, I must get buy-in from my boss so he would let me go on a trip. To get buy-in. Very useful one. And the last idiom of this part is to be on the same page. I love this idiom. It's one of my favorites. It means to be in agreement when everybody has the latest information on what's going on. Before we start on the next phase of this project, let's have a meeting and make sure everybody is on the same page. Jack and his friend decided to establish a company. It sounds like they are both on the same page. Okay, let's review these idioms very fast. To leapfrog one's competitors, which means to make a product that is technically superior to other products. For starters, which means as a first step to begin with. For starters. To beef up, to improve, to add to beef up. At a premium, at a high price, at a relatively high price. To get buy-in, to get agreement or approval from somebody. And the last one is to be on the same page, which means to be in agreement. Okay, now guys, it's time to take the quiz and check yourself.